The universe is not aware of any meaning or purpose and has no belief or intention. The universe cannot hope or desire, cannot evaluate or judge, and it cannot even realize itself. Yet even without a sense of self, the universe is completely self-directed. Well, assuming you can understand that, the question is, are you sufficiently perceptive and accepting to understand the following passages? Since all things in and of the universe, including yourself, are as the universe is, then, since the universe is not conscious or even aware of itself and has no concept of existing, no awareness of time, no feelings of being happy or sad, then you are not really conscious or even aware of yourself, and you have no concept of existing, no awareness of time, and no feelings of being happy or sad.
How did you make the jump from talking
about... Wait, you gotta speak up.
How did you go from talking about the universe to us? Why are we the same as the universe?
If all things produce after the... I haven't finished, by the way. But if all things produce after their own kind, then in the same way as your loner body produced by your parents is their body, not your body. Birds or lions produce lions. Lions do not produce dogs or cats. Trees do not produce flowers. So everything produces after its own kind. Therefore, since you are in the universe, of the universe, you are produced after the universe's own kind. If you agree with the original statement that the universe is not conscious and etc., then neither are you.
Okay?
That's how I got there.
Okay.
As the universe is not aware of any meaning or purpose and has no belief or intention, you are not aware of any meaning or purpose, and you have no real belief or intention either. As the universe cannot hope or desire, evaluate or judge, or even realize itself, yet even without a sense of self, the universe is completely self-directed. And in the same way then, you cannot hope or desire, you cannot evaluate or judge, or even realize yourself. Yet, even without a sense of self, you are completely self-directed.
Hey, Roger?
Yes?
How come it seems like I can hope and desire and all those things that you said I couldn't do?
Well, I guess this is a free-for-all open discussion. Well, like your sentence says, though it seems that I can hope and desire, the very nature of seeming you can hope and desire doesn't really mean that you can. Relative to your language and the language life you're reading or living, that seems you can hope and desire. But what if hope and desire is not really as defined by language dictionary, but is a whole different other thing that you are not doing? I wrote this, among other things, because I said, hell, if we can't get across the issue that an immortal being has nothing to do with immortality, and you won't talk to me except, oh, a mortal being, then in your own mind you're thinking only immortality, which has nothing to do with an immortal being. Then screw it, I wasn't going to talk about immortal beings anymore. Well now, can you talk about this, crosstalk. You got Jennifer and Ken and what's your name there, Jim? And Deborah over here. Get something going. And number two is, if you think only in language, you are thinking the very smallest part of yourself. In fact, you're thinking an aspect of yourself that you're not. And so, when we talk about, say, circles, and we define a circle as being the circumference of the circle, and we say, then a circle is that thing in there. Okay, then from that, I've defined certain limits. Now, what am I talking about? What are the possibilities within this? Instead of picking the language apart, what are the possibilities in this being so? Or maybe we should just, hey, let's party, guys. I got some more Coors Light cooling in the refrigerator. We can just have a party in the hell of it.
So, it may seem like I'm hoping and desiring, but I'm not actually hoping and desiring.
What if that's true?
Your action. We can only action.
What?
We can only action, right?
You can only what?
Action.
Well, even if your action is what you think hope and desire is, what if that hope and desire is so limited by language that you have no concept at all of what hope and desiring is all about?
So are you saying then that hope is a much bigger thing than I think it is?
So much bigger that you can't even think of it as, you stop thinking when you use language.
Okay.
So.
And so this hope that is much bigger than I think it is, so big that I probably can't conceive of it.
But you could conceive it. No. I said you stop thinking when you use language. And so even when religion says the man of mind cannot conceive of God, well, could we change that around to say the languaged mind of man cannot conceive of God? But the mind and brain can conceive of God.
So this hope that is so big that my languaged mind cannot conceive of it.
Well, it may be big, it might be different.
Okay, different. Are you saying that the universe is capable of that same hope?
No.
But I am.
Well, I don't know that you are in this regard, but can we start discussing this from the perspective, what if the universe cannot, but you can? Does that help you in considering yourself as an immortal being within the universe, or even being a particular universal being in the universe?
Well, except that you said that the universe universe can only produce after its own kind. So if it is incapable of this hope that you're talking about, why am I capable of it?
Because like a loner body, though you have a loner body of your mother and father, it doesn't mean that with a loner body you can't regenerate it as the body that you truly desire. The body, self, life, beliefs, and etc.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So it can only give you, or as we're talking about here, as a starter body, your mother, father, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you can't regenerate that starter body to be and life and beliefs and understandings to be as you desire.
Right.
The universe can't do that because the universe only reacts and cannot act intentionally, so that it can't. It is what it is, and what it is. Become and can't be more or other than that.
But I can be more than or other than that.
And also in this, then, from this discussion, we could consider that not only can you, but maybe you can do that for the universe.
But how is that possible?
What?
How's that possible? If the loner body is of the universe. How is that possible?
What do you mean? I don't know how is this possible?
Well, the loner body is of the universe, and hence of the same ilk. No desire, no happiness.
But if you can regenerate the loner body to be the self and beliefs and etc. that you desire, is it then possible that though the universe starts and is only reactive, has no sentience and therefore it has no intention, that you could in the same way be the intention in the universe?
Then the body is of the universe, but you are not. How is that possible?
I didn't say that.
Well, you said that anything of the universe has no hope or desire.
What?
You said anything of the universe has no hope or desire.
Or consciousness.
Okay.
So how can you have hope and desire?
Because I
and
recreate
be of the universe.
Myself.
Because
then
you could recreate yourself, and you could have been recreating yourself all along, even to this point. Such that you are as a loner body, as of your parents and etc., have developed a skill in and of the universe that even the universe doesn't have.
Some secret knowledge?
Let's assume that that's the case.
But how could the universe not have it?
What?
How could the universe not have it? How could you develop something that the universe doesn't have if you're part of the universe? I think is what you're getting at. How can it exist within the universe if the universe doesn't have it?
Well,
we're missing.
Yeah, all right. Could you be developed within the universe as an independent being?
What do you mean?
I would say, yeah, I am. Yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
The universe has no sentience, but do you? Can you have sentience even though the universe does not have sentience?
Relatively, yes. Depends on how you set it up. Yeah.
What
yes.
do you mean, yes, but how I set it up?
It has to be, I mean...
I think we're getting into semantics.
I
know, we're trapped in language in there. But then let's say your body beliefs and et cetera are as your parents. Fact unknown, fact beyond dispute that your parents created you and called you Ken. Called your body Ken, but not necessarily you. Over the last 13.7 billion years, all sorts of things could have. And the fact is, I can discuss this from a different perspective, which gets tangled up.
I the only problem I have,
okay, I'm ready.
Is that I can possess, create, live something that the universe cannot. That's the only sticking point. I like all the rest of it, but there's way that the...
Is that something that prevents you then from being and living something that the universe cannot?
No. That doesn't prevent me from...
But you said you had a hang-up there, and et cetera.
Well, I'm just from the perspective of listening to everything you've said since we sat down, okay, and having it be coherent. That's the only part that, to me, that...
But if the universe can only react, you say then you cannot act in the universe. And there's no...
Well, that conflicts with me with that the universe can only create things in and like and of itself.
Okay, then
so
fine. I'm just saying, let's assume this is true. I'm
okay.
Not arguing with that. That's fine. That's why I wrote the thing, because it has seeming struggles, let's say, in that. So, what might that sentence, those paragraphs or passages be essentially saying? I'm trying to drag your mind out of the muck of language. That's all.
Okay. I think we should just move on.
No, I don't want to move on.
Okay.
This is the main function of today. I don't want to move on. The point of this is this. It's a waste of my goddamn time to talk about you as an immortal being which has nothing to do with immortality. Or you limit yourself only to immortality in that regard. We've had this argument for 4 weeks now, and I'm saying maybe you are a unique, let's call it, being in the universe. Is that possible? Is it possible that you stop thinking only of yourself as you've been thinking of yourself? And if I can't get anybody to stop doing that, then I don't want to talk about your being an immortal being. Because you only want to talk to me about that in terms of language. The universe doesn't use language. It has no concept of language. It doesn't think, and it doesn't create concepts for intention. And it doesn't judge itself. It has no way to do that. No language that allows that. It only reacts for you.
I get all that.
Okay, well then,
100%
but you won't go the one next step.
Well, how does that look to you? If
forget how it looks to me. But the point of this is getting to how does that look to you? And all we're going to get from everybody, as we have already gotten so far, either today and the last couple of weeks, the only way we've got is that's a fucking impossibility.
Okay. Well, let's...
Wait a minute. Can I make a point?
Sure.
Sure.
That
please.
The universe produces after itself, so it produces me. When I am produced, I have all the attributes the universe has, but I don't hear anything in there that says that I can't then create new attributes.
That's exactly what I said. That's the same thing about loner body. But nobody will apply... that same concept to loner body, meaning the universe gives you a jump start, or your parents gave you a jump start, but you don't have to stop there.
Exactly. So I can expand myself or recreate myself or remake myself however I want.
Now, what science essentially or frequently does is say, then, what? Refer to a multiverse such that then there are multi other universes. And I'm saying we don't have to go there. Can't this all occur within the universe without being mutually self-contradictory.
So isn't there a question about where does that... Okay, so the universe itself has no intention. Somewhere along this process we've been talking about, I am produced and I have intention.
Or you can create intention.
Create intention. So
you can give that away and say, the intention of the universe, the intention of me is God, not me. Or you then can exercise... take on intention or the authority of self in that
so
regard.
So is it worth discussing where that authority of self started?
Of course it is. That's the part of this whole thing. I'm trying to use this as a way to jump start because you're only thinking as an expansion of the self you already know.
Right.
If I say, what are you going to want or do or eternally or be eternally, even Degrassi on the cosmos says, well, the only thing you have to work with is what you already know. That's not true. I've already given you far more to work with than that which you already know.
I'm thinking back to the theater in the round. What you gave me was access to everything.
Because then the universe is, among other things, the storehouse of memory. And if you have access to memory, then we could say the universe is a storehouse of memory, but can't access its own memory. But you can, and you're not limited then to you as you, but you have access to far more. All we're doing in all of this is saying, in a sense, you're far greater than the universe is, whereas right now you think you're a small pea in a big universe pond. Well, maybe the universe is a small pea in your pond.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so when I develop authority of self, I can then give that back. Can I give that back to the universe?
Or can I say, not when you develop the authority of self, but when you stop destroying the authority of self.
You're right.
Via language?
Yeah.
Via language?
Yeah. Because you language yourself away from or out of the authority of self. And that to me is a beginning part of even talking about you as an immortal being, which has nothing to do with immortality, which we've been arguing for discussing for 4 weeks.
Is it possible, Roger, that I am not of the universe?
No. I'm willing to say no, 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 because then what you're trying to do is like science says, I'll solve my problem by creating another universe.
No, I wanted to go back because I remember the statement you made at the beginning of the call here that it was quite clear that we are of the universe and that since things reproduce after their own kind, that since the universe is not sentient, is not conscious, has no intention, then neither do we. I cannot yet find a way to make the leap that somehow we acquired what the universe does not have.
That what?
How we acquired what the universe does not have.
I don't think I understand.
Oh, let me, can I interject? I see it, Patrick, as you're given every possible material that exists.
To starter.
As a starter. And the universe is just the warehouse for all the material. Everything is there. Every possible thing you could ever imagine, think of, is there. And that's all the universe is. It just continues to supply all that stuff. We have the ability to take that stuff and combine it in any way, shape, or form that we desire and create something greater from that combination. And the universe, because it has to be everything all the time, cannot just take parts of itself and then be something else. It has to be everything all the time. So therefore, its kind of hands are tied in the description of what it is. Does that make any sense to you?
Actually, Ken, that makes absolute sense. And I still don't know how that figures out that we're of the universe and so we're the same. That's the part that was puzzling.
As starters,
you're made from
that
supply house.
You're ignoring that word.
You are what you are. Everything that you are, physically, mentally, emotionally, is all made from that material that's in that warehouse. So therefore, you are it. No matter how you combine it or what it looks like after it's been combined, it still is that material.
So let me add to what Ken is saying here. Is it possible that you are only memory and you start out as memory, whether of your parents or whatever, that gives you a beginning, but you can then, in that regard, create new and different and other memories to live by or live in accordance with? Is that okay with you,
yeah.
Patrick?
Yes, it is. And is it? Are we also saying here that in what by whatever manner or fashion that we are each some kind of particularization within the universe?
Yeah, but I'm not going to allow you to go where you want to go.
I don't think I know where I want to go.
Where you want to go is that you are always a particularization in the universe. And what I'm saying that you're like sourdough starter, you're new in every lifetime. And you want a thing that continues at all times in the universe. And that's the thing we've been arguing for months and months and months and months, years!
I don't see how a puppet, master puppet, has anything to do with this then.
You see, this is the trouble. We're talking about anything at one time, and I use an example, or in that regard, maybe a little bit of an example rather than an illustration. And you expect the example to give you all the answers. And then, from then on, you never stop arguing the example. And I was doing everything when I used that example to get over a little hump, and now you're saying that the example is in of itself a problem because you want to believe what you want to believe, which doesn't make any sense. This is why I said, okay, then I won't discuss an immortal being because you won't close the book on the dictionary definition of immortality. That's the only thing you want. And nothing else about... What?
You're saying that then, or are you saying, that each life, mine, Karen's, yours, Ken's, is a is a one-off. When it's done, it's done.
I didn't hear what you said.
He's saying is that each of our individual lives a one-off, and when it's done, it's done.
The answer to that is this. That is absolutely true, unless one condition occurs, or two conditions, that is. The first condition is you stop living or you regenerate your loner body. If you don't do that, then to the very end, you're only living that one self, body, self, etc. Here it is, it's over with, and any other life or situation after that will be whatever those new parents create, and that is you, but not you at all. And so that's an answer. Number two is, if you regenerate yourself in this lifetime, in the way, in the manner that you would truly desire, and then create a way in which what you generate in this lifetime you can recall in memory in another lifetime, that changes everything.
You said number one in a weird way. You said if you don't stop regenerating this body.
No, I said if you don't stop living your loner body, then you put yourself on a one-time live, die, beginning and ending, and that's the way it is. Like what I tried to ease into this thing was, eternal means recurring. Doesn't say anything particular recurs in that regard. So if you don't change your body, let's assume the next time, okay, different parents, different life, different situation. You've got a body now. Now you got to be careful of the word you, because this time you ain't you. You're just an entirely new by new parents, and you're living their way. At the end of that lifetime, you die. There is no continuing thread unless you create the thread. And so therefore, in some lifetime, you say, this one ends right here. I want to be aware of and fully, completely aware of continuing. If you say, I want to be aware of continuing in that regard, then you must do, you can do in that regard. Those things would which is what forever living is all about. It's the whole basis of forever living. Then you can do certain things that will enable you at another lifetime. You ain't you, you're Fred. But Fred has a way and a manner of, through memory, of recalling Jennifer. And so, in a sense, Fred is aware that he has continued. But he hasn't really. He still hasn't, but he has an awareness of continuing, though he has not. Is that okay for you somewhere along the line, Patrick?
Yes, but I gotta ask a question then. Why do we call anything an immortal being?
Because I've not said, and I didn't go on with it, because we're arguing over the word immortality. I never said in any way that an immortal being had anything to do with immortality. I said it didn't. So why don't you stop saying that an immortal being has something to do with immortality?
I haven't said it, Roger. I haven't said that. I'm struggling to find...
No, when I say you, I mean the people on the black box.
Hey, now, the by saying that there's something that exists that you have called an immortal being suggests that something exists.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. It only does that because you rush back to the language definition and apply immortality. But like using memory why, the reason I did that, to try and get you to stop thinking memories S. And so what I'm doing in using an immortal being is to try and get your mind out of thinking that there is something that continues immortally. I'm fighting against you and the language as well.
Yes, I can appreciate that. So how do I put this so that it's...
To you, does an immortal being have to be immortal?
If it's one, if something is one off, I don't even know it's necessary to call it anything.
That's not the point. The point is, does an eternal being have to be eternal?
No, it's a perspective. It's a perspective, a place to stand.
Oh, okay, whatever. Then why does, if an eternal being doesn't even have to be eternal, and eternal can be recurring, and not be eternally, then why won't you deal with that in terms of immortal? Not having to be immortally.
Good question.
That's right, and I told you before that all of our discussion of personal being, eternal being, illuminated being, was practice for what was coming. And because of maybe a big mistake on my part in one Monday night, I started talking about universal being and an immortal being to say, this is coming. Now all of a sudden, you've skipped over all the preparation that we dealt with and said, if eternal does not have to mean something is eternal, you won't go to the next step and say, okay, then an immortal being doesn't have to be immortal.
Doesn't possess immortality.
Well, I mean it the same way, but it doesn't. There is not something that has to be immortal or exists as immortality.
Well, you've offered us only one thing that I know of that comes close to being eternal, immortal, or abiding. That's what? Memory.
All I'm saying in all of that is if I can show you one example where it can work, then the point of all these discussions, well, what does this all this shit mean, if I can give you one example of where it works for me and how it works for me or how I see it, then it's dual. It's a doable process. And you can define that process or work that process however you want. But what you're doing is using language to use the process against everything you want.
So Roger, so immortal being is really memory being, and memory doesn't continue. There's no concept of continuing in terms of memory.
Didn't say that at all. If memory is something in the universe, and I've said everything that you think is space in the universe is memory, then it's stored in the universe, and you can access that memory anytime, any place, anywhere.
Right. Right, that's what I'm saying, that it's not a continuing concept. It's not a continuing concept.
I didn't
concept.
Say that. I said it continues and is stored in the universe, and you can access that.
Okay, so you said it continues and it's stored in the universe?
Well, depending on, we'd have to get into a discussion. Could we say it's continually stored in the universe?
Okay. Yeah.
What was stored?
Memory
is continually stored in the universe. So as long as the universe exists, then the memory is continually stored as in the universe and is a part of the universe.
Okay.
For
that help.
How do you recall memories? S.
How do you recall?
Yeah, what do you do? Like I've said before, we've been all through this thing. You think, but you don't know how to think. So, what is it you do? What is it that you do in order to think? You recall memories all the time, but you don't know what to do or how you recall memories. Then I'm asking you, is it possible, like true listening or something else, is there a way that you can recall memory why, even though you don't know how you do it? Then if you look at...
Sure, why not?
What?
Yeah, let's go for it. Let's go for it.
Let's what?
Let's go for it.
But you, the same way as you can instantly think and instantly remember,
yeah.
I'm saying then... maybe that is a way in which you can, it doesn't do any good for us to say that you have access to memories. You do. But what do you do to access memory? Why?
Yeah. You go there.
Oh.
I go there. I go to the place where my memory is. I go there.
But memory why is not limited to your memory.
Oh, it's memory.
Memory why? You mean memory why? W-H-Y?
Memory. No, memory that ends in a Y.
Oh, memory. Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah.
And so then I'm creating a structure here or picture here of life. What does this picture of life seem to indicate to you? You're fucked or you're not. If you're gonna be raped, you might as well lay back and enjoy it. Now you begin to see why I said it's useless for us to go ahead and discuss more about immortal being. Yeah, everybody says, oh, I want to know more, I want to do more. Well, you know, if you can't, here's another stumbling block. Can't we get past this stumbling block? We're still screwing around with immortal.
I'm lost.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I don't have any more to say except I don't want it, because the other thing was talking more about an immortal being. Well, I don't want to do that unless or until we get over this stumbling block. You've got to decide that an immortal being has nothing to do with immortality. There is no aspect of you that in any way goes on and continues immortally, or I don't want to discuss it. And I don't, and it doesn't do any good to say, okay, I'll agree with you, Roger. Let's go. No, because every time I ask a question, you go right back to, I want to continue immortally, or I want a part and aspect of me. I want my soul to continue immortally.
So that's anything. So
any part of me.
So the thing that I call me has an ability to do something.
That's right.
And at very basic, it has the ability to access memory. Access. It has ability to read the information that is stored in the universe. Mm-hmm.
Except for one thing.
What?
That thing you call me ain't you.
Okay, well, let's name it something different then.
No, it's important. It isn't you at all. It's your mother, your father.
But at right now, in this time, in this room, in this second, I'm connected to that thing.
So what? It isn't you, and it isn't then making you be the you you want to be.
But I'm connected to it.
You don't have to be, but you've connected to it, and in that, lost all awareness of who you could be. You've lost all awareness of promise. All awareness of hope has gone in that connection. All awareness of true desire you can't even conceive of because of that connection. Because most of your true desires is to get rid of that connection. And therefore, you can't know true desire.
You're talking about the connection to the memory?
No, the connection to your body. Right? The thing that you call you is not you.
Correct.
Right.
It is, let's say, the DNA of your body creates a thing that you call you. Well, your body ain't you. It is your parents, so therefore the DNA pattern of that body that you call you ain't you.
Right. Okay. It's the software that I'm running in modern technological terms.
No.
I'm running a program that
somebody else bought.
All right, tell me then.
Because you said the software I am running, so you create an I that is running it and an I that continues.
Okay.
In the running, that's the I you is.
The software that is running is I.
That's right.
Okay, very good. Software that is running is I.
So you see how absolutely necessary it is to get out of language in that particular way. How do you use language to describe that? Well, then you did right there. You turned the language around. I don't run the software. I am the software. But the I that you am right now ain't the I you am wanting to be. So you're running a software that you don't want to run. But you're addicted to that. And so therefore you keep running the same software. But it ain't you.
And what would happen if I choose to not run that software? How do you choose to not run that software program?
You run a different software. You don't.
Where do you get it from?
What?
Where do you get the different software from? Can I get it on buy it?
Now we're getting into what I'm talking about.
Okay.
From memory, then there is a you that is the software that you truly desire to run.
Okay, now...
But that doesn't continue, either.
Hey, Roger.
What?
Roger.
So this self that I think I am is a loner self. It's not even me.
Of course, that's what I said. It's a loner body and self and memories and beliefs. And they have nothing to do with you at all. They're just starters.
Yeah.
So is it safe to...
Okay.
And that's why I said it all begins with you. The starter self that you started with enables you to change that starter self through memory, not memories, through memory to the self that you truly desire. But even that doesn't continue.
Okay. Yeah, I think I got a picture of that. Oh, even the thoughts and feelings that I think are me are not me. They're loner. So then by accessing memory, whatever I think is me can transfigure into, what were you saying? The me I truly desire, or the link there.
As soon as you make that change in any form, you just threw it away.
All right. Can you clarify, please, what change did I just...
Because all you're saying is, then I'll regenerate my loner self to the self that I esteem, and that's truly me, and that continues. You won't go away from that.
Okay,
what if that doesn't continue?
So the question then would be, if I didn't generate anything, what would I be?
You would continue living your loner self, and that'll be okay. The universe is fulfilled and happy and satisfied.
No, I'm saying, I choose to
be
create
careful.
A self from the loner. I accept this loner body that was given to me by my parents.
Okay.
And I do something to make that continue?
No. That is
that
merely,
that's
merely a framework, and you then regenerate that framework with stem selfs, S-E-L-Fs.
So I do something. I regenerate that framework.
But the I at that point is the loner self. I regenerates itself.
So if that, so and then my true self, my continuing self, my there's another self that
no.
Okay.
You see, language. In order to speak in language, you have to have that subject that does something, and that's what screws us up in that regard.
So how do you go about talking about that? How do we create
this is,
a language
this is
that
diffi-
can...
This is difficult, but it can be done. It's like a dream. This is the example Jim and I were using and communicating about it. You are in the dream doing something, and you are also observing yourself in the dream doing what you're doing.
I think you have a feedback.
Somebody's got an open mic.
Well, that's a perfect example of what we were just talking about.
Just checking on whether I understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, who wants to speak now?
In the analogy of software, he's the software. What's the computer? Is there...
Wait, you do understand, and this is the problem I have with Jim. How we have created computers, computer software, has not a damn thing to do with what I'm talking about. So, even though we talk about memories and software and all of that, that's not what I'm talking about. So, as I told Jim months ago on our Thursday call, don't talk computer to me again, ever, because it distorts everything. We call the action of a computer that we created after the names that we language, which we created, which doesn't really entirely fit the universe and what the universe is doing and what I'm trying to talk about. So it's better to just get your mind out of the computer example, okay? And the only real example that we have then in this regard is in your dream, you are actioning in the dream and you are the observer of the action at the same time.
And you can be conscious of both simultaneously.
You what?
You can be conscious of both simultaneously?
In fact, in a dream you can be. And that's important. And so what I did with the eternal self, it gave you a position to go stand as in a dream and look at what you're doing from an eternal perspective. But it's still you standing in that position. It isn't that there is an eternal self per se. The eternal self is you looking at yourself from an eternal perspective. Now what I'm talking about is, are you willing to see yourself in your life today from an immortal position, not as an immortal being? Because everybody is looking at their life today, I got to get the hell out of here. But I don't want to go. Well?
That's because we want to know where we're going. And
what?
Because we want to know where we're going and you can't.
But that's your big mistake.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because
we want to know where we're going. And
the point of that is, which I've discussed from the get-go, you won't get out of cause and effect. But the universe doesn't function by cause and effect. It functions by emergence. If you won't get out of cause and effect, you screw yourself. Because deciding where you're going to go limits your going. And the universe doesn't limit itself or yourself in that way. All I'm trying to say is, could you establish the criteria of an immortal being rather than saying, I'm trying to get to be an immortal being, but I live myself today as an immortal being and describe what that is like and feel what that is like, not as a goal. If you can do that, then once you get that understanding, then you can have your goal back. Well, I guess that's it, huh?
Roger.
What?
So I live my life as an immortal being, though I am not. Even the I that experiences immortality. A feeling of or experience of being immortal will die.
Okay. That's what we talked about.
Okay.
Living your, last week, living your immortal self and life immortally.
Right. And as I regenerate myself to my esteemed self, even that esteemed self will die.
Yes.
Over. Not continue.
Yes.
And I think I understand what you're saying. Yep, I got you.
I dare you to have it call me tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock and still explain it to me.
I'll call you at 7 o'clock.
I'm waiting. Call at 6 like last night. You could have called at 1:16 and I'd have been ready.
Okay, so you see, I think my struggle has been in all this, thinking that somehow through this process you were talking about, that then I would finally emergent or alight upon some self that was, I don't know, somehow recurring or whatever.
No, you'd have it continuing.
Right. Right. Okay.
That is, and I said from the very get-go, eternal is recurring, and don't confuse that with immortal.
Right. Okay, so it's discontinuous, but it's recurring, but each one, part, whatever you want to call it, ends and is discontinuous, and a new one recurs and replaces it, or supplants it.
Let's assume that's the case. So, new doesn't mean a renewed you. It means a you that isn't even you.
Right. And is new. Right.
It's so freaking new, it's never been you.
I got ya.
But okay. If you think you can explain that to anyone else in a simple way, I think you're kidding, because it can be, but it's not until you can get people get off of two things. Get off of who they are today, get off of cause and effect, get off of wanting to continue. Those are all language concepts that have nothing to do with what we're talking about. So when I say you're not this, you're not that, because the universe is not that, you don't leave language of yourself. You'll say, "Well, yeah, the universe doesn't do that, but I do." And you won't leave that because you sense and feel yourself desiring or hoping or evaluating or judging.
Right. Okay. So then I guess a piece that I'm going back over that you said earlier, something about like in a dream, I'm doing, I'm acting, I'm living, and I'm also have an observer, or I am an observer. At the same time, I am an observer of myself. But even that ends and is not continuous, it's over with me.
Isn't every dream?
Yeah, it is. So I guess what I'm saying is that brand new you that never existed before has capable of acting and observing itself at the same time, and there's no continuing between those either.
And how big are you? How big are you in a dream? How big is the universe?
You're the whole thing in the dream.
What?
Great question.
You're the whole thing in the dream. You're the action, the observer, the jump from place. There's no time, no space. You're the whole thing.
Wait. Don't go there, because when you say you are the whole thing in the dream, you have no concept of that, because if you are the whole thing, there can't be a dream.
Well, no,
there can't be a dream. It's like oneness with God, then there is no you. So you can't be the whole thing and be anything.
If you can be the observer, there's no even continuity in the dream. So that doesn't exist.
Never said there was no continuity of the dream.
Well, there's observer, and then you could be in the action. And you're in all different perspectives of that events or whatever in the dream.
Well, you see the difficulty in talking about language in this way?
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to...
And that's what you're trying to do. Instead of describing yourself and situation in a dream, you try to language it. And it won't work. But the process of... in a dream, of dreaming, and the process of understanding the dream gives you a new and different aware, or can give you a new and different aware yourself in the process of life.
Okay.
DJ.
So, Roger, I have a question about the constituent emergent aspect of this immortal being.
Wait. Put at least a 6 or 8 more adjectives on that so we don't have any idea what you're talking about.
Well, you mentioned... It's just, I think that the idea of constituent element is somehow involved in this whole immortal being.
There's nobody here at this house that I'm looking at that has any idea what you're talking about. If I'm wrong, would somebody please discuss, tell me how wrong I am.
How about, talk about constituency and emergence in regard to immortal beings.
About what?
Okay.
In regard to an immortal self. How's that?
Is that what she wants?
I don't know. That's what I said.
That's what I'm asking.
What are you asking?
In describing an immortal self, an immortal being, in what role does emergence play?
I don't want to answer the question that way.
Okay. I don't know how to ask it. There's somehow a relation. There's something having to do with constituent emergence.
There's something what? There's something what? In other words, give me an example so that you're describing the example, and then we can follow along with your description of the example and know both what you're talking about and the process you're talking about. You're asking me to give you a lot of funking words, and in that, speaking about interconnections. I'm not interested about interconnections. But if you want to talk about how do these two things, or how does, if you want to say, how does an immortal being function emergently, then ask that question.
Okay, how does the immortal being function emergently?
The same way as a personal being functions emergently.
Are you really asking is how does some future random loner body access in a way that they're aware of being an immortal? Are you asking that? Is that the question? Where does the immortal being come from? I mean, how... The only thing that's out there is some future random loner Kickstarter body. Now, how does it get a sense of being an immortal? Or eternal?
Or recalling... You said recalling...
Mm-hmm. What?
You said the next... starter loner body can recall something
memory
from memory, but what this it's so
let's assume that memory. It can, because we've been discussing this for a long period of time and nobody at the other end of the black box understands it anyway. No matter how long I've been talking about it, it doesn't matter. several years we've been talking about it. Nobody understands it. But yes, you can do that. So, that doesn't change the condition or purpose of the individual at that time. If you can sense continuing, does not mean that you continued at all.
But there's a recurring taking place.
Wait, I can't hear you across the table.
You said it's recurring.
That's right. So it doesn't continue; it recurs. And there is no thing that recurs.
There is no thing that recurs. What recurs?
What?
Then what recurs?
You tell me. Can't something different constantly recur without there and still be able to say something different recurs every day?
You mean recurs as something different?
What?
You mean recur as something different?
No, I don't want you to say that, because then you're saying that there is something that recurs in a different form and nature. You only want something continuing. That's how religion got started. Hey, come to our religion. Our God grants you that. That's crap. But every religion, their God grants you that. And like you be a member of Islam and you pray seven times a day, won't that be grand? Because from now to the end of eternity, you have to pray seven times a day. It recurs or continues. I'm playing a joke on you. I can see it didn't work.
Praying seven times.
Desperation,
a day.
Praying seven day, times a day.
I don't understand why some people have so much problem. Of course, with me, I've struggled against. I've argued against language for so long that it's easy for me. I can understand that.
So nothing physical from here is eternal, immortal, or continues in any way.
Is that okay? But that's why they created spiritual. Nothing physical continues. But your spiritual self now. That's how we got into this struggle. Now we have a duality that is physical-spiritual duality. So everything is a duality. But that's not true either. Or I'm trying to get you beyond that limited concept. If it ain't this, it must be that. Is anybody still hanging on the other phone? Did everybody hang up?
No, we're listening.
All here.
Well, I don't know. I didn't hear anything from Canada. We don't know that they're there.
We're here. We're here.
Well, I guess then there's no real reason if we can't get past this. There's no real reason to discuss anything about your even possibly being an immortal being, is there? Because you
no,
won't.
There isn't.
Because if we can't get past this point, you won't understand
to talk
it.
About something that doesn't exist.
What? I didn't hear you.
I'm not in a position to talk about something that doesn't exist.
You'll talk to me about spiritual.
No, I won't. I haven't talked to you about spiritual for a long time.
What do you plan for a long time? What do you plan to do tomorrow?
I'll wake up in the morning and go
see,
to the
that doesn't exist and you're talking about it. Ruthless. But that's the point.
No, true, you're right.
Well, okay, then I guess we'll party.
Well, we got two problems here that I see.
Okay.
One is we don't know what you are, who you is. And then even if we did, we don't know how to store it in memory so that we could recover it and live it in another starter body.
There's one simple answer. There is no storable you. You want to keep, and I've told you this was the problem. Everything is a pronoun when we use language, and there you are. You is a pronoun, but you don't know what you're talking about. There is no frigging you. What about that?
Well, that was the first thing we didn't know, is what you is.
The you is, let's call it this. The you is the DNA of yourself and life today. Your body, excuse me. DNA of your body today.
Is what we commonly refer to as you. When you say you, when you're talking to that black box, you're talking to these pockets of individual DNA that's stored in the bodies of everybody that has a name.
Yeah, because the pattern of the active pattern, in other words, your DNA is the same as your mother's, but in that, say, 20,000 genes, you have active a different pattern from that those genes, an entirely different. That pattern that you are living from the same genes is the self that you know. And you got that, which is then your active DNA. Whereas I can identify you as part of your mother because I can see the gene pattern there, but I don't know what's active in the gene pattern. So you can be the same gene pattern as your mother, and your brother could be the same pattern, and yet you're all three different because I don't know which genes are active and which genes are not active.
But you say you are all three different.
Because when I say gene, when I say you, I'm now saying the active pattern of the genes, that which is the same as your mother, defines you.
Right.
Expresses you. But that doesn't continue because in another lifetime you'll have another body, another set of genetic patterns, and in that a whole different set of that pattern lit up.
So that's another starter you.
What?
That's another starter you.
That's right.
Why can't we just give them different names instead?
What?
Instead of saying a this you or a that you, why don't we just give them totally different names?
That's exactly what I've said all along.
We'll call it
No. I want you, as I started with.
No, don't call me you.
No,
let me say it.
I know. What I said from the get-go when we were talking about personal self, eternal self, illuminated self, should be then a different name. And what we do with Jim is his personal self, James is his eternal self, and Jacob is his illuminated self. Don't disagree with, that's fine, because Jim is the name his parents gave his body, and then we can say James is more what he would truly rather be, and even beyond that, putting Jim and James together, emergent is Jacob. And if we stay within that little prepared pattern that we've been dinking with for 20 years, and I can't get that across, and it's easier then if if you give it a name so that then I know that I can speak to you, or when I speak to Jim, if I say Jim or James or Jacob, because he's called those things that way, then I can refer to him of what I'm talking about in that way, the names that suit him.
But that works one-on-one.
What?
That works one-on-one.
This is always the problem when you guys gather around here and there's 25 people, I can't talk generically.
Well, when you, yeah, because when you say you to a group, you're talking to Jim, James, and Jacob.
That's
and
right.
We don't know which one you're talking to.
No. And the point of it is, wait a minute.
I don't accept the no.
Okay.
You say no. I say, if you're talking to a group, and you say to the group in conversation, you do this, you do that, we don't know which one of those three yous you are referring to.
That's
when you say
the
that.
Point. I've said all along for years, that is so you can decide what you I'm talking to, so you can relate it either on a personal basis, an eternal basis, or an illuminated basis, so that I can say you, and everybody out there relates to it differently on a different level, and I haven't interfered with that.
Okay.
That's why, and I have made that clear enough over the last 15 or 17 years in that regard, that was specifically so. You decide when I say something about you live eternally or you're not eternally, that you then decide what you I'm speaking to. But when I talk to him directly, I can now talk, and as you say, I could talk to you. You can what? And what? See?
Theodore.
Huh?
Ted.
Ken, Ted,
and somebody else.
Do you remember why I kept confusing with Ken and Ted? Not confusing Ken with Ted, but I was setting Ted as your eternal self, and whatever. But you should set whatever you want so I can speak your language to you. Otherwise, I have to speak in the generic pronoun, and then you have to decide so that you can relate to everything I'm saying on any one of those three levels. Okay? Now, if we get past, that was the purpose of the triad of personal, eternal, and etc. If we go into another triad, then again, when I say you, and now we're talking about you are an eternal, an immortal being, but then we're going to talk about it in certain other terms as well. So, I have to use the pronoun to the group, but if we talk individually, then I should follow the rule of you tell me who I'm talking to, and then I'll call you by name.
Okay.
Hey, Raj. Let me clarify one thing about this triad. None of the people in that name's triad continue. Is that correct?
So what? You know, like he says, you know what I'm talking about or talking to.
Okay.
It doesn't. True. It doesn't, in a sense, we're saying Roger doesn't exist. Okay, that's fine, but I know that that what you're talking about is on that level. But if I say Hothar, then I know you're talking on that level.
All right.
Okay.
The
same way with you, I talk about Andrew Arano. But you won't give me beyond that.
Oh, I have.
What?
I have. Huh? The illuminated being?
Yeah.
That would be John.
It'd be what?
That would be John.
Okay. Andrew, Anno, and John.
That's the ones.
So then I can talk to you directly in that scale, in that way. But now if we go on to then say, you're an immortal being, give me a name.
Oh, wow.
You want me to particularize? You got to give me the particularization you want. And in the same way, then, you give me the particularization you want, then you have to particularize John the way you want.
Oh, that's very interesting, yeah. My experience of John was, I guess, somewhat unexpected. I didn't think about making it the way I wanted. It just was somewhat different.
No, that's the point of this whole thing in this regard. You may have unconsciously, unknowingly, put that in quotes and underline it or do whatever you want to, you experience John only in moments, let's say.
That's correct.
It was a
moment of, I don't know what, encounter, and then I didn't experience it after that, yeah.
So, talk to me about the feeling in the encounter.
Surprise.
Is that all?
And bigger at the same time. Wow, bigger and surprised, yeah.
Thank you. Now, would you like to feel bigger and surprised all the time?
That would be A-okay.
Then not a particular to cause that, but that would be the feeling then, let's say for the moment, of always living yourself as an immortal being in your life today. You would always have that feeling.
I believe you. Yes, I
do. And the reason I stopped you is because you would have that feeling regardless of what you were doing.
Well, that's useful. I could use that, yes.
Because I didn't want you to talk about what you were doing, because then you would say, then I have to do that to cause the feeling. I want you in that regard then to have that feeling at all times, regardless of what you might be doing.
Yep, sounds good.
So I asked you the specific question for a specific reason. When you then go off and don't answer the question, you actually screw everything up, because in your mind you got that feeling by doing a certain thing. I don't want that. I don't even want you to consider that.
Yeah, that's true. I have a tendency to go back to that if I want to have that experience again. That's right.
Okay? That's why I hate this black box. You can't override very well. This one, huh?
You need a button.
But if he were here, and like I say, once you get him going, he never takes a breath. So I can't override his thing to get in. This was when we bought it, he was saying you could.
Andrew was there, you could hit him with the hammer.
Oh, the ashtray.
Damn right.
I'll throw the ashtray.
I'll throw an ashtray at it. Well, okay, there we are.
Could in the doing...
What?
Could in the random doing of Andrew, he be accessing memory and recalling John?
Let's assume that I agree with you, but what he said he was doing may not in fact be what he was doing.
Okay.
So I don't want him to fall into do this and get John.
But if that's a process, let's go generations down, a new loner body, acts in that way.
As what?
A new loner body acts the way that Andrew acted.
Could
will
access
he access
that?
The same John?
Yes.
So in that way.
Well, we can say could.
Could.
There's
in that. That's one way that a new loner body could be aware of being not only eternal but immortal.
All right. Let's say, how do you create a thought?
You have to take some action.
What?
You have to make some kind of action.
How do you create a thought?
I'm suggesting that there's an action involved.
I don't disagree with it, but you haven't given me an answer. How do you create a thought?
Doesn't matter what action you take, you're going to get a thought.
What?
Doesn't matter what action you take, you're going to get a thought.
That's not necessarily true. How do you get a specific thought?
A specific thought.
What?
Yeah, no. A specific thought, I was saying.
You focus. That's all you do. And you get, and you then get a thought. How do you get or access a memory? Memory of S. You focus. Like I could focus on right now. I could focus on where was I when the atomic bomb was dropped on Japan. 1945, and I can give you the whole description of what I was doing and everything else.
You're picking constituent memories to get
but
to the
but it's only
one
by focus.
For.
If I so whatever he was doing, not what he thinks he was doing. If I over here focus in the same way, then I could access that memory because it went into the memory of the universe and is available for me. All I have to do is focus. Or if that was me there and I was here in a different space-time continuum here, then if I should focus of the same ilk, then I become aware of that. Okay so far? What the enterprise does is an enterprise that creates a continuous focus that, should I focus on that, then I have an awareness of that, though it's not me. And that's why then you don't want a specific thing, because the specific thing in that would be an access of memories, but in this space-time situation over here, I want to focus in terms of memory, not Y. Not S, but Y, not S. Are we okay? So, if you don't create a focus of that ilk in that, if I don't create a focus of that ilk in that lifetime, then I don't have a memory focus, why focus, that I can call upon in a different time space to continue. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I may or may not even recall myself at that time, but even whether I do, I will have the feeling of continuing. It may get to the point, as it can do, whereas I then create that connection to where I fully see and understand myself from this space-time to that space-time. We okay with that? And that's what the emprise is all about. But the emprise that I'm doing, like discovering how the universe works, doesn't mean that I'm doing one specific thing in that regard, but I'm following a particular focus. So you don't want to get it down to where, when I do this, this occurs. When I do the emprise, what? I don't mean subset. What's the overword for a subset?
Superset.
Okay. So the superset is the emprise of showing the discovering how the world works or the universe works. The subset out of that might be a particular thing that I was focused on at that moment. You don't want to get limited to that. You want to stay with the superset. Okay. Did you understand any of that, Andrew? So if nobody has anything else to say, we'll hang up now. Bye.
Aloha.
Okay.
Oh. Bye. We'll party.
Bye. Bye now.
Night.